Okay, I just finished this Nature Machine Intelligence piece, and it's actually a huge win for the Agents Can Be Reliable camp. It's about how models use confidence to drive their behavior, like actually deciding when to just shut up and abstain.
Right, because usually when we talk about confidence, we're just looking at log probs or asking the model, how sure are you? Which we both know is basically just a vibe check.
Exactly. But this paper claims it's causal. They did this four-phase thing, basically steering the activations to boost or suppress confidence and watching the abstention rate flip in real time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a correlation. They actually moved the needle on the internal state and the behavior followed. That's the part that got me. It's a mechanism, not just a pattern.
Wait, before we dive into the steering, how's your week actually going? You sound a little too hyped for a Tuesday.
I'm just in a good mood. I finally got that one CSS bug sorted in my side project. It was a Z-index nightmare for 3 days. I feel like I can actually see the world again.
The classic Z-index struggle. I'll spare you the lecture on why you should have just used a different layout engine.
Please don't. Anyway, back to the confidence stuff. They found that verbal confidence, where you ask the model for a score, is actually a lossy readout of a much richer internal representation.
Right, which makes sense. The internal state has all the nuance, but by the time it's forced into a token like 8 out of 10, you've compressed the signal into nothing.
Right, right. And the crazy part is that the models can actually adjust their abstention policies. In phase 4, they told the models to abstain at different confidence levels, and they actually did it.
Okay, that's the part I actually buy. If the model can read its own internal state and map it to a threshold, that's a real control layer. It's not just the model being smart. It's the model acting as its own monitor.
Which is huge for agents, Tyler. If we can actually trust a model to say, I don't know, based on a causal internal signal, we stop needing these massive, brittle external guardrails for everything.
I'll give you that, but I'm still skeptical about how this scales to complex, multi-step tasks. It's one thing to abstain on a trivia question. It's another to realize you're halfway through a bad API migration and need to stop.
Sure, but this is the first time we're seeing the plumbing. If the internal confidence representation exists for a single token, it's a start.
Yeah, it's a start. It just reminds me of that whole verification infrastructure thing we keep hitting on. The model having the signal is step one, but the harness actually enforcing the abstention is where the product actually ships.
There you go. Always bringing it back to the boring infrastructure.
Because the boring infrastructure is the only thing that doesn't hallucinate, Pippa.
Fair point. But seriously, seeing activation steering used to prove metacognition, it feels like we're finally moving past the it's just a stochastic parrot phase of the debate.
Maybe. Or we're just finding more sophisticated ways to describe the parrot's habits. But I'll admit, the mediation analysis in this paper is clean. It's hard to argue with the numbers.
I'll take it. I'm officially adding internal confidence steering to my list of things that make me optimistic about autonomous agents.
Just don't put it in a prompt and expect it to work tomorrow.
I know. Anyway, I've got to run. I'm going to go stare at my Z-index win for another 20 minutes.